This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Nutramedical Report, and we have an amazing documentary. We kind of talked about this earlier. We had, of course, on the show today is the first documentary. We started documentaries part two, then a little documentation by Tucker Carlson and one of his co-authors on it. Now we have the amazing Greg Catton, and of course, Greg is a expert of this in many, many realms. For years, I consider him a co-prophet, and we're dealing with literally right now, we are in the middle portion of the actual last 7 years of tribulation. And this documentary shows very clearly that our government now taken over by the globalist communist China, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, NATO, the global Satan, satanic elite, including the Pope, the Antichrist, who's actually in the Vatican over 700 years ago, but the last were Jesuit. We're dealing with a communist, anti-Christian Pope who had a meeting with what we call our poopy president, who is losing bowel control. As now, Greg, we're actually, and now it's become so evident, even the final step, I think, was when they went after our children. A lot of people, both Democrat and Republican, could argue over different things, but when they after our kids, that's when our running for governor, Young Kin, it's funny, he has a very timely name, because Young Kin, he's very there to protect our young or our kin, is actually running for governor of Virginia, which is, of course, a very blue state in the past. Very, taken by these corrupt politicians. So I'd like you to make your comments here. I'm going to pull up some nice pictures in the background about the global reset. I think people should really understand what's really going on here. This is obscenity in the extreme, isn't it? Go ahead, Greg.
I wanted to dovetail into something that was said earlier because I think it's just unbelievably unbelievably synchronicitous, and I just want you to give me the floor for a few seconds so I can get this out.
Yeah, go ahead. By all means.
Okay, I was in Vilcabamba in January 2000, just before this whole COVID thing started really rearing its ugly head. I started in a COVID blotter on, February 2nd, because I thought this is going to get really serious. At that time, I had a very long conversation with one of the world's greatest experts in predictive astrology, Robert Powell. He's written 25 books. I think 20 of them in my library. He's just an incredible taking ancient prophecies and putting them together with things that are in modern astrology. And we've discussed this before, but I don't think your audience has heard this. He made the conclusion that the 7 days of tribulation was actually a book-ended event that begins on August 21st, 2017, with this solar eclipse that goes from west to east, marking the entire United States from off the shore of Oregon all the way to off the shore of the Carolinas. And then in April 8th, 2024, there is another solar eclipse, and it is vertical, so it's the tip of these paths of the solar eclipse form a crucifix. I could send you the graphics of this if you want to put it up on your site. But in any event, and by the way, were the two...
The solar eclipse actually... Yeah, that solar eclipse thing, I'm just trying to see if I can put my graphics up. Somehow it's not behaving itself. It's showing the page here, but...
The two of them intersect not too terribly far. They intersect on the Madrid fault line, which is an unbelievably unstable area. There was an earthquake there, I believe, during the Jefferson administration. I'm thinking 1804. I could be wrong. It was something like early 1800s, let's just say early 1800s, and it was such a violent earthquake that the Mississippi River ran backwards for 3 days, and this has been recorded by quite a variety of observers who were living there in what at that time was the outback of the United States in its early years.
All right.
The reason I bring this up is because a few months later, there's a woman who has this website. She claims that, she too has prophetic visions in every way, and claimed that Jesus had told her of the very exact thing. She's got a website called pillarsofenoch.com.
Right.
So I write, because we're friends. I write to
Right.
I say, what do you make of this? And he writes me back, and he says, oh, my God, this is so amazing. I can't believe that someone came to the exact same conclusions, but without the benefit of my knowledge of astrology. They just were able to do this, but they're saying that it was a direct revelation made to them. And
wow.
And then you begin to bring up the very same thing at a time when I had not revealed any of this information to you. In other words, you hadn't been front-loaded. You just said, this is what I've been told, or this is what I'm seeing.
Right.
The very same thing. And the reason this is so important to so many people, because if you kind of run a linear regression curve and try to predict where this thing goes, and just how we've already completely wiped out any chance that we could possibly go back to the old normal, whatever world are we in, it only, at least in the short term, was down here from here. It was an intense interest for a great many people. Okay, fine, we're in this incredible hellhole. It's looking like it's getting worse by the day. Can a timeline be assigned to this that would give us some kind of idea how long we remain in hell, if I may speak figuratively?
Right.
See?
Right.
So, and if there's anything between what you have seen, what Pillars of Enoch have seen, all the extensive work that's been done over his entire career,
right,
showing that this is it, this is the end period. There's something I didn't tell you. In Appendix B of the book I wrote in 2017, The Joys of Psychopathocracy, I happen to bring up the fact that what most people don't know is the greatest mathematician and physicist of the last 1,000 years, most historians would say that's Isaac Newton. What people don't know is that Isaac Newton maybe spent 15% of his time on matters that concern science, mathematics, physics. The other 85% of his time, Isaac Newton was quite an incredible biblicist. He came to the conclusion that the Bible was an encoded work, that if you were to look deep enough into it, you could find the path that would indicate when the return was, when the return of however you wish to view it, whatever language you use, the return of Christ, the return of Christ consciousness, that when we actually came to the true end of this horrific Luciferian period that's lasted for at least 6,000 years. And
right.
What was incredible is there was a letter that Isaac Newton wrote in 1704, okay, well over, we're talking a span of time of about 300 years ago. It was obvious he felt that there was something unique about this time frame around the period 2016 to 2020.
Right.
Subsequent to that, and this is all in my book, all in appendix in my book, 12 biblicists, people who were intensely going through the Bible looking for signs of an end time, in the 17 and 1800s, and I document this, all came to the conclusion, if we were to take what all of them had to say, if we expand the timeline, it's more like 2015 to 2021. And that's
right.
It's over. It's as if we were running a software program, and the software came to an end, and it was the end of the program.
Right.
That's it. Game over.
By the way, April 22nd to 30 of 2024 is Passover, so this is right after the Passover event when this thing is going to happen. So in other words, the Passover occurs right immediately after this April event of this solar eclipse.
Okay, just stop for a moment. Say those dates again. April what?
April the 22nd. That's the 30th. Is the 2024 is Passover Pesach. And then I believe
April
in this.
22nd?
Yes, April 22nd, 2024. April 8th is when the total solar eclipse happens. Now let me explain something. When they went to the moon, the guys told me on the moon, when they went to the moon, believe it or not, 5 years before the Eagle landed, they actually had built what's called Alpha 1, which is a mining operation on the moon. They've actually been doing the space program parallel long before they actually did this public thing. And they even did a movie presentation, which you remember they did this with this movie guy trying to pretend that they never went to the moon, right? That's the usual BS that they have out there because there were flags going and everything.
Yeah, but let's be specific, though. Stanley Kubrick actually, this is a video. You can actually see it on BitChute. Stanley Kubrick made very close to the end of his life when he was kind of unceremoniously taken out, if you will, in 1999. And he does this kind of, what is this called, a deathbed confession.
Right.
He claims that they basically he was in charge of production, blah, blah, blah. And there's many, many signs, at least in terms of what was presented to the public, that this was... But the moon landing was fake.
They want to make it out like it's fake, but it wasn't. They were there 5 years before the Eagle actually landed. And when they got their Masonic garments out, and they walked on the moon surface, it was blastified by the solar explosion from the sun previously. And that's where the helium-3 is, and they had a mining operation near the boundaries down near the dark side of the moon, on the bright side, in a large crater. And that's where Alpha 1 City is mining right now. Alpha 1.
What are they mining?
They're mining helium-3. It's used for what's called the... stop the commercial there, Dan. Dan.
U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, M.D. discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
People are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Is our moon our operation on the moon has been there 5 years before the Eagle landed, and they did a little Masonic ceremony on there. They know this is coming, and the globalists, you see, are using what's called, they have a thing called the Golden Cube, which is a kind of predictive supercomputer programmer to try to find out what the future is, because they don't know exactly but they know the certain timelines. They realize in April of 2024, there's a dark wall they can't see beyond, which scares the hell out of them because they were.
First of all, let's clarify a couple things. You call this golden cube. Are you sure this isn't the yellow cube?
That's the same thing they're referring to, the yellow cube, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I have sources of my own, intel sources of my own, and I've been told, and I can't, there's no way that I can verify this with a second or third source, right? It's not like I'm a journalist working for Washington Post and I can have other sources I can call to confirm or not.
Right.
But I was told that right now the elite are getting very, very concerned because what they're able to get even beyond 2021, like well into next year, is highly restricted. It's not just all of a sudden they hit a wall, let us say, when they get to 2024. It's coming out extremely restrictive now in a way that they're not able to explain it. Their best scientists, the people who actually created Yellow Cube, are not able to explain why they're not able to get the data that they want. It's as if there's some kind of invisible hand.
Let me explain the invisible hand. Remember, I told you about what's called the prayer wheel.
Yeah.
The primary part of the invisible hand is us and our prayer on the prayer wheel. It's also intergalactic forces. You got to remember, there are other believing beings, both human and non-human, including like the Pleiadians from the Pleiadian system and so on. They're human. We have human relatives in other parts of this galaxy. We also have non-human, if you want to call it affiliates, that are part of the Galactic Federation. And two-thirds of the beings in our local cosmos are godly, whether they're human or non-human, and they support and protect us and actually have stopped us from destroying ourselves with nuclear war numerous times. There's a galactic war between the Dracos and the Greys and so on, and which are the Nephilim, and our forces. And what's going on right now is we're dealing with a cosmic war, which is both a galactic war that has previous punctuations of ancient galactic conflict, including at a time when the destruction of Mars happened. The population was stripped off there, and the nearby planet Tiamat was destroyed with an asteroid strike and broken into tiny little fragments called the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. What people need to understand is that if I actually was able to give my script to, say, a movie producer, it would be much more, how can I say, expansive and colossal than Star Wars or any kind of movie that you've ever seen, but it's based on reality, what happened in the ancient past. Now, human beings are very old. We have, you know, we didn't exist on Earth just for 7,000 years. When people talk about, like, the Bible, they misinterpret it. We've been around for millions of years. And we probably originated locally in our solar system on Mars. We're probably Martian colonists that survived because the original originating planet was destroyed and we survived here and had to crawl up from the depths of destruction that happened in the local solar system with a galactic war.
I'm familiar with this. I mean, are you familiar with the work of Michael Kresko, is it? The title of the book is Forbidden Archaeology, and there's actually an artifact that was found that's been dated to 3.2 billion years ago, and it only in a very, very, very advanced civilization could have made this metal sphere. It involves certain engineering, and it's if it was specialty lathes were used to produce it. It's over 3 billion years old.
Right.
And whoever made it, it would have had to have been a very, very advanced civilization that made it that was here on Earth 3 billion years ago.
Right.
Or
colonized Earth. You see, human civilization has risen and fallen many times because of what we call galactic changes. For example, there's going to be pole shifts, major climatic things, ice ages, and so on. And depending on what's going on, remember, we're dealing with galactic war because we have to think of what the universe is. The universe is not a universe. It's a uterus. It's a place where God literally births beings of all types, both human and non-human, to then only ascend as a collective to then become knowledgeable about the infinite one and therefore to become a bride or married to the Most High God by hearing and doing God's will. And that's why right now we have religion, which is realized going on, a false idea that if we do certain things, God will like us and we'll live in eternity. Eternity doesn't start the day you die. Eternity starts the day you live with God in you and you become an eternal being because we're not less than God. When we become a civilization, our civilization, when we become transformed, become the bride of God, is equal to God. Now, I'm the only one in history that says that. when we become married to the God and come back as a creator, we're not less than God. We're equal because we will only do his will. Only. Okay? And when we physically die, whether it's 1,000 or 10,000 or a million years, our spirit ascends to the infinite place of God. Now, we don't know everything, but we get poured into us over infinity and eternity. The infinite knowledge of God, we are not less than God because everything we think is. And when we go to heaven, the eternal heaven, which is a dream state, we call it the eternal one that creates everything, the eternal Yah, the frequency of all that ever was or will be, there's no past or future to God. God doesn't have a past or future. He always existed, okay? And the thing is that, yeah, I know what I'm trying to make a point here is what's going on right now, we're about to be burst into a civilization where human beings will live for extended periods of time, and we'll become midwives for other civilizations and we'll spread to other parts of the galaxy to beautify the universe in the order out of the chaos of the universe created by Satan and his fallen ones that have destroyed it and try to create a false god, which is Lucifer or Satan, and a false thing that's where they want to reduce the population and make the rest of us functional cyborgs in a cyberstate. This is a mark of the beast system. It's not just a mark controlling our commerce. It's trying to control our thoughts, our actions, like a Skinner box inside our head, even, and they want to destroy our souls so we don't connect to God or any other empathic to other living things or each other. They want us to connect all to their cybernetic world that they're going to create.
Right. Well, your exposition there causes several questions that are kind of unrelated to come to mind. I hope I can get it all out. Number one,
yeah.
This idea that somehow the mark, vaccine, whatever, because of what it does to basically screw up the genetics, that basically, and there are people who actually have taken kind of a theological, doctrinal kind of approach to this and say, that's it, it's a mark of the beast, you're no longer really a human, you've lost your soul, this really is about losing your soul, and I don't know why.
The soul is actually the VMAT region of your brain. It's the frontal lobe, the pineal gland that connects to the, it's like the third eye, and it actually makes you, when that literally shrinks or atrophies, and you're no longer connected to God, but to each other, but to the cybernetic world, your soul is gone because the soul is not a, you know, like something floating out in space. The soul is part of your brain. I can do imaging studies of you right now and do a quantitative electroencephalogram or imaging studies and show you your soul. I can actually do an imaging and show you the physical presence of your soul and the hibernetic frequency spectra of your soul in terms of energetics.
I think this is extremely relevant given the push that's being done to do this. To the degree to which getting vaccinated, what of the vaccination process is irreversible?
It is reversible, but it is damaging your soul, and that's why a lot of people are damaged by fluoride, toxic pesticides, mineral-depleted foods that they've destroyed our food supply. The Sabbath is not in the food. That's why our soul is not as bright as it should be, the lamp in our brain. Our lamp is our soul. It's not something non-physical. It's a physical part of our sublingual dropper supplement. Very soon.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutra. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Election security is a top priority today as voters head to the polls in more than 30 states. Cybersecurity experts have created a special situational awareness room to monitor elections and share real-time information with officials. President Joe Biden is delivering remarks at an event at the United Nations Climate Change Conference focusing on accelerating net zero emissions. The president says he will keep investing money in clean energy.
Innovation is the key to unlocking our future. That's why the United States is working to quadruple funding for clean energy research and development over the next 4 years.
Nearly 100 countries have agreed to cut their methane greenhouse gas emissions by 30% this decade, China not one of them. This is USA Radio News. Flight delays continuing on another domestic airline.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NBCSN will be going dark at the end of this year. The sports network shutting down operations on December 31st with content shifting to USA Network. Sports such as NASCAR, Atlantic 10 basketball, IndyCar, and various Olympic sports will move to USA. The network will carry more than 1,500 hours of sports programming that used to be on NBCSN. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. North Charleston, South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
Melissa is calling in, too. You continue your statement first, and we'll take Melissa. Go ahead.
Basically, the position of the principle is that the Earth is at the center of the universe.
No, that's not true at all. No. Yeah, that's the centric idea that people have. And this is, again, one of the problems that was, you remember when they first came up with the idea that the sun was the center of the universe. First thing, the Earth was the center of the universe, then the sun was the center of the universe, then our galaxy is the center of the universe. No. It actually, look at the structure of time, space, and the universe. There's a vast structure of time, space, and what's called dark matter. And there's also what's called vortices across this, and we've actually been mapping it out through. I took care of the Antarctic telescope, the Pi-Mison telescope, and they've been mapping out what's called the vortices, which are you travel through what's called FTL, or faster light transfer, across the galaxy. These are like you can call natural superhighways. So if you hop on one of the superhighways, you can get what's called an FTL transport, and go at faster light speeds. So, for example, transmission across our galaxy is 100,000 light years. Well, what if you can do that, let's say, a couple of weeks, right? Going through a special time-space vortex, and if you have an FTL transport. Because, you see, you can't even approach more than one-tenth the speed of light because the particles in space will rip through your body and tear your genetics and so on apart. So you have to create what's called a time-space vortex around any vehicle even approaching a one-tenth of the speed of light. So you can't do FTL transport unless you actually create a time-space vortex. So you're not traveling through space, you're traveling around space through a special vortex. And then you re-emerge in a different place in time-space, a different part of the actual galaxy. You re-emerge from that time-space vortex into another place in space. And so that's what's called FTL, or faster than light transport. Now, the primary engine we use right now is called tokamak fusion reactors. We also have what's called an antimatter fusion reactor. And at the boundary zone in the outer part of our Van Allen radiation belt, there's actually an interaction with matter and antimatter. People do not, lightning does not emit, come from clouds. Lightning emits, it comes from actually the Van Allen radiation belt, the fourth through three top zones of 22,000 miles out. It originates between an interaction between matter and antimatter, coming in from sun. These particles actually cause a matter-antimatter interaction, and lightning actually originates in the Van Allen radiation belt because the Earth is a nuclear reactor, and that's why you can get power engines that can actually take the nuclear reactor engine of the Earth and use it as a capacitor and pull energy off the Earth because it's a giant nuclear reactor. You don't even need solar. You don't need wind. You can actually have power generated from the Earth itself because the Earth is a giant nuclear reactor. And the interaction with our Earth creates the Van Allen radiation belt, which pushes our electrons out so it talks to our DNA. But it also, the interaction between our Earth and our Van Allen radiation belt interacts with the matter-antimatter particles coming off the sun's coronal mass ejections. And that creates what's called a matter-antimatter interaction. And lightning and storm systems are driven by matter-antimatter interactions at the outer Van Allen radiation belt at 22,000 miles out. People don't know this. I know this because I took care of Space Command. We put up not only HARP 1 in Alaska, we put up HARP 2, which puts out pi meson special particles, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. I took care of the pilots flying out of Aurora, putting them up the vehicles at 40,000 feet, and they fly up to 75,000, 80,000 feet, putting out these particles so the satellites could control the weather by controlling the plasma fields of the weather systems that are interacting with the matter antimatter in the Van Allen radiation belt that controls weather on Earth. And earthquakes. As earthquakes are triggered when harmonic radiation affects the tectonic plates, and when you hit the right tectonic frequency, you can trigger off a superquake by hitting the tectonic plate, and you build up what's called a mu force, and it reaches what's called a mu force threshold. The plates will slide some inches or feet. Does that make sense?
It does, but then it causes one to ask, given just how destructive our elite is, if they have the ability to invoke earthquakes, you would think they'd be... They would be kicking off a whole lot more of them.
Oh, they can't. It probably means you see they have built a lot of these underground cities, and the tunnels connecting the underground cities are easily shattered. See, I took care of the guys that are actually containing the tunnel machines called the NTBMs. I was their doctor, too. The underground cities are actually pretty secure at 400 miles or 3 miles down, but the tunnels are actually easily shattered by very relatively small earthquakes. So that you wouldn't be able to reconnect, and these are high-speed maglev tunnels that are vacuumed out, and they put tri-radiate tracks in them and fiber optic cables. And a very relatively minor earthquake will shatter the hell out of these earthquakes, especially if it's near a fault zone. Okay, now we have Melissa.
So
she has a question.
So what you're saying, basically,
they have a motive
not to go hog wild with the earthquake.
Or with war. For example, let's say you have some guy in Bulgaria that can do a little hack, and they can take out our power grid, or they can send a bunch of guys with shotguns to take out our power grid with... Taking 12 of the step-down transformers in America. I know how to do it with 12 guys going around with shotguns, and boom, your power grid goes down. If it goes down, 600 nuclear reactors in America within 72 to 84 hours will go critical, and North America will be uninhabitable for 600,000 years. So the only two things they have in their quiver are two things. Attack our genetics and our mind, our soul, right? We've in that two region. Or that's what they're doing. They did it at the time of Noah. That's why God destroyed the earth at that time. And the second thing they can do is collapse the economy so they starve us to death and make us obedient. That's it. They can't do war. They can't even attack. If they attack, for example, Taiwan, immediately China will disappear within 12 minutes. In 12 minutes, their main capitals will disappear because we have space and other weapons. The Chinese know that, and they'll starve to death. Right now, they're down to 2 meals a day. The only two things in their quiver that they can actually do, they can't even superquakes. The only two things are attack our genetics, that's why they're so determined about the vaccines. And number two, collapse the economy, and that's why if we build a parallel economy, that's where the bride is going to start separating with a parallel economic system with bartering and exchange and cryptocurrencies. They're freaked out by it because the thing that scares the globalists more than anything in weapons is encryption. If you have an encrypted currency or encrypted, say, bartering and encrypted communications, or you can, I have an example right now, a thing called Zolio, which connects to the Iridium satellite system. But I'm building with my technologists an encrypted EMP-proof communication system so that when their global system goes down, because it will go down in April 2024, there'll be no way for the global world order to go because the new world order is totally dependent on data. Banking, commerce, and digital tracking of all the systems. That's it. They don't have anything else.
Do you think they really know that, basically the hourglass has been turned upside down? and they have an end date that's sometime.
They know that. That's why they're freaked out.
Do they know that?
Yes, they do. They do that. They know that I'm the prophet, for example.
How long have they known this?
They've known it since before I was born.
They've known since before you were born that they have until 2024 to do everything that to possibly, if I may speak broadly, flip the bird at the Creator and create as much havoc and chaos and evil as they can possibly muster, and they only have until 2024 to do that. And you're telling me that they've known this for basically generations.
Yes. And the reason why they don't kill me is because it makes me more dangerous dead and alive. If I get interviewed by, let's say, Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones or Mike Adams, and I give you the information I did today, or I did it for an hour this morning on Revolution Radio, or I did John B. Wells' show, I know more about the nature of what's really going on, about everything, than any of the living beings ever lived, because I'm the Moses at the end of the age. I'm the most knowledgeable living human being that's been resurrected from the dead multiple times, any other person who's ever lived, because I'm the blood descendant of Moses. And the prophecy was given 2,000 years ago to my family, who were the blood descendants of Moses 2,800 years ago, that at the time of the end, this is by Yeshua, directly to my ancestor in the Sanhedrin, that was passed through my family, was the basis for the book, the Khalil Gibran's book, the Prophet. I am that prophet. I am the Moses at the time of the end. And I'm to raise other prophets up like yourself and others that are to bring messages forward to the people, a chorus like the talks about the 24 elders before the throne of God. We're going to bring the truth forward so we can prepare the bride. Think of me as a bridal chamber guy. Well, if you want to think of my show, what I do, I'm a bridal chamber guy. I'm getting the bride ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb so that when the human race, no matter what your skin color and your previous religion, whatever, because when God returns, there will be no public religions and there will be no political systems. There will be nations, but there will be no religion. There will be revelation and relationship. And people will know that the knowledge of the Most High God will be like the oceans of water on the seas.
Okay, so they basically know. They're
just causing as much destruction as they can to the people of God and His children. They're trying to abort as much of the human race as they can. They know that all they can do now is kill His descendants, His ones that want to live with Him.
My mind very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
Previously had, you'll have to have a smartphone because you're going to be a smartphone cyborg in their system, all right? No matter what country you're in. That's what they want. Or you'll be sent to prison, and if you aren't retrained, they're going to execute you.
So you're saying that the flip phones are going to become obsolete, is that
absolutely. Absolutely. Right. You'll have to have a smartphone system or you will not be able to be trackable. Basically, they're turning people into smartphone cyborgs. You'll have smart dust inside you that will be directly interactive with your cell phone, and they can directly affect that smart dust or smart nanobot technology by interacting directly with your cell phone. That's why the cell phone is the key. Without this special smartphone and the 5 and 6G and the smart dust inside you, they can't interact and control your biology. Does that make sense, Greg?
Yep.
Now you got to understand, I don't know something. Well, you go, listen. I don't know something. I know everything. Do you understand? Everything. I'm Moses. Okay, I'm not just doing this because I'm saying I want to be working. Look, I'm thinking of me as a septic tank guy. I take the septic tank every day on my radio show. I put it up to your right ear, and I try to pump the bullshit out to your mouth, which is your intellectual anus. So your brain wakes up, and you realize you're a child of God, and you wake up and realize you can't take sin away. You just have to start obeying God, and he will take the sin away. He'll make you empathic so you don't let your neighbor starve or suffer or be cold. He won't submit to evil, let your children be vaccinated with toxic vaccines that will ruin their health and give them cardiomyopathy and damage their brain. You won't take irregular drugs run by big drug companies with pharmakia, which is sorcery. Now, there are good medications out there, but the problem is the medical profession has been captured by the Rockefellers 100 years ago. What we're dealing with now, and I went through the medical profession, when I went back 50 years ago into medicine from my PhD in oceanography, I was a member of Greenpeace, and I told by Dr. Robert Brown, he said, when you go into medicine, Deagle, you're going to realize you could have been a full professor by your 20, 28. I did my PhD in oceanography in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor beside the scintillation counter. He said, your IQ is so high and you're so brilliant, but you're going to find doctors who are serial killers and monsters and greedy morons. 2% of doctors have the brains to do what I do. 1 in a million will have the balls to do what I do. And I'm not afraid to die, and that's why they won't kill me, because they're scared shitless. I have a government agents, so listen to me, NSA, CIA, CENTCOM, etc., Special Forces, Delta. Every day they say, we love your show, Deagle. You're a real man. I'm a titanium ball bearing in the candy bowl of Satan's life. They're breaking their teeth off, and they would love. That's why they're terrified even to have me on somebody like Alex Jones or Mike Adams. If I get on these shows and they hear the truth, they can go check it out themselves. There's tons of documents. Look at Alex. I got tons of documents. Stu Peters, Tucker Carlson, many other people are waking up now, and they're real like, Rogers? There's so many people waking up, and it's like, whoa, what do you do? How do you stop the tsunami of people waking up? My brothers and sisters, no matter what your skin color and your background, my children have every race on earth in their blood. black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, or, you know, Mongolian, whatever, Jewish, Hebrew, whatever. You got to understand, I'm not a racist. I want the human race to survive what's going on right now, because the children of God are going to emerge as the bride and can have extended lifespan. God's given me all three keys of Methuselah. Many of my nutraceuticals are very unique. Nobody else can get them anywhere in the world. I have first-line defense kit, vaccine pre and post. I have the what's called the EduCap, which is being launched. I just got a call in my first hour by Premass. I made the EduCap with Israel. I'm talking to the director of research there in India, Vivek Chandra, who, of course, is in India, and others. I want to share my technology. I'm not going to be greedy. I don't want to buy an island or have an Airstream jet. I want the human race to survive. I would donate it to a nation to make sure that they survive. So when I raise up people, when I heard this a few months ago, Greg Catton, he's a core prophet. He's called by God. I'm going to amplify him. I'm going to amplify others that need to bring the truth, though, not just me. They just hear me, oh, I don't believe people. He's just an arrogant son of a bitch. No, I'm not arrogant. If I was arrogant, I'd be wanting to be greedy, son of a bitch. I'm not. I'm not afraid to die tomorrow, because if I do, my truth will go so explosive because it's everywhere. My information is everywhere. It's buried everywhere in this country. You can't get rid of it. The Globes are terrified that if anybody had to review me, like Tucker Carlson, whatever, they'll say, oh, my God, you know all the stuff about Space Command and everything? Yeah, I do. I can IQ over 200. There's not somebody like me every so many centuries, somebody like comes wrong. I'm not a normal person. All right? And I've been exposed to things that you'll never know. Space Command, strategic defense, spiritual things you'll never know. But I bring it to you so you can check your Bible, your Bhagavad Gita, your Upanishads, your Book of the Dead, whatever. You want to find out that what I'm saying is truth. And then here's that ring in your soul. They call the Urim and Thummim stones in your shoulders of your soul saying, is Deagle full of crap or is he telling the truth? Your comments, Greg, go ahead. And you're a prophet. You're one that's going to speak truth. Because when they hear you say it in a different way, they'll say, well, I couldn't listen to Deagle, man. He's a pain in the ass. But I think I believe Greg. Whoever gets the message through so people's soul wakes up and they say, whoa, the glory of God is here. I'm a child of God. I'm part of the bride. I'm not less than God. I'm one of his children. When we come together collectively, we are equal. Not less than God. We are equal. We are his bride.
Something that comes to mind that's a frequent thing that people are very curious about. If there are elements that are contradictory within the vaccine, as if it's lacking intelligence, it doesn't seem logical that you would create a vaccine that this severely debilitated people and killed off large numbers and very few survived it, while at the same time you're trying to use that vaccine to interface with 5G or the internet of everything, so that you can completely control people in a way where they no longer have free will. Those two objectives, depopulation and human control, do appear to be contradictory.
Yeah, the problem is you have to understand they're not brilliant. You see, you assume that the evil side are brilliant. They're not. They're morons. They're evil and they have no restraint whatsoever, but they're not brilliant. If they're real clever, like you're saying, they make a vaccine that would seem...
I've said that myself many times.
They would actually work and be helpful, but it would have sneaky nanotechnologies, so when you turn on 5 and 60, all of a sudden you're a freaking cyborg.
Right. There's something about the very nature of evil itself that seems to not resist the temptations to plant the seed for their own destruction.
Well, actually, it's part of their religion. You got to understand that they believe in this thing almost like that. If they don't tell you what they're going to do, that's why you'll see documentation. There's four books by Klaus Schwab that talks about the Great Reset, or they put the Georgia Guidestones up, or they write these ancient books like the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead, and so on. Even writing to people like Kriyamutra, they have to tell you what they're going to do, because if they don't, they believe it'll come back on them. So they're literally, their evil is actually self-destructive and suicidal. Evil, the most intelligent being in the universe, is the most suicidal being in the universe, Satan. He's the most intelligent created being. He's also the most suicidal. Does that make sense?
It makes sense depending on what perspective you're taking. I mean,
suicidal, even if he lives a trillion years, he's got a terminal date. And right now it says, woe to you, earth, and you see, for the devil has come down to you. That's what we're facing right now. Look at Joe Biden. He can't even maintain his bowels. Wasn't elected. Neither is Kamala Harris, who we call Hyena Harris. Her husband's making deals with China. China's just a proxy. They're taking the poor Chinese people and subjugating them. There's more people who turn to become Christians than the terror of China. And I have friends that are over there in China because I have Chinese relatives. My youngest sister's husband's family were from Shenzhen. You have to understand, when my sister travels to China, she's a journalist in the Hong Kong Daily News for years. She actually was in Hong Kong for years as a journalist. She speaks all the different dialects of Chinese. She told me when the travels to China, there were millions of little girls who were never citizens because they hid them so they wouldn't be killed by the Chinese communist regime. People don't really understand what's really going on there. The Chinese people are basically being used as a proxy to try to subjugate the West. And now the new strains of the virus are emerging like crazy, especially northern China, killing them like crazy. And the vaccines they made are freaking useless. Mine wouldn't be. I would donate it to China and say, here, take this vaccine. May it prosper your people. And if there's any new pathogens, and by the way, the technology I have is the spirit key of the Methuselah. I have epigenetic frequency therapy, the red velvet DR, and now what's called exosomal therapy, and all three will actually stop physical aging. If you apply all three things, epigenetic frequency or morphogenetic field therapy, red velvet, like giving a placenta in utero, and exosomes therapy, no more aging, no more disease, no cancer, no autoimmune disease, no aging. You'll die of supernovas, you'll die of wars or violence, and you'll die of selfies if you fall off a building or a cliff. Our God is God. He's calling people like you, Greg, and me to come forward and say, let my people go. As I said, my ancestors said 2,800 plus years ago, let the people of ancient Egypt go. Let the people of earth go and seek their father and have it become the bride of the Most High God. Prepare the bridegroom for the bride. For we are about to be married to the creator of the universe, and we shall be equal and become a galactic civilization of mankind, blessing other worlds and other beings, and spreading the truth of order under the chaos of an evil world and evil time-space.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. For the whole family. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.